Excuse me. I have a question about the sister. About the sister, that we have heard that sister also has a very important ministry in the house, in the outside area, outside the assembly. And we are also understanding about the rightly dividing the word of truth. And when we look in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 14, in verse 34, 35, let the woman learn in silence. If they have any question, they have to ask their husband at home. But my question is that, here it is, we all are gathered, and the brothers, they have a privilege to ask the question, to throw the question. So my question is that if in this gathering, if a sister is going to ask the question, so what is wrong? The sisters, if they want to learn, they have no husband. The Bible says if they want to learn, let them ask their husband. But all sisters, they don't have husband. So in this meeting, and also the Bible says that I don't want a sister or woman to teach over the man. But if a sister is going to ask a question, it is not about a teaching, but it's all about the public speaking out in the media.
We'll answer that question quickly so we could get back again into things. We have told our sisters here, and they know that if they have a question, they write it down on a piece of paper, they pass it around to our brother, and we will take care of that. Chuck, you want to move us on?
Well, I think I will. I will also say that the sisters have a father and a mother. They have the home. So they are not the active participants in where the Word of God is dealt with publicly. Now, let's look at how practical the things are that we've been looking at. We've been taught to study. We've been taught to avoid certain conversations. We've seen that the results was the overthrowing of the faith of some when error come in. Now the great question comes in. How do I recognize error? If this is the way we recognize it, we've studied the Word of God. Now I'm going to apply it. We read this. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. What a wonderful verse. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Why does it tell me that? Well, it tells me that because I may not recognize them in the situation that the church has changed to. In 1 Timothy, very easy to recognize. In 1 Timothy, evil put out. Evil dealt with. 2 Timothy, a mixture. People say they're Christians, they're not Christians. People carry all kinds of bad doctrine. How are we ever to deal with this? Well, if I see, first of all, that the Lord knoweth them that are His, I find this next statement. This is for you and I. This is practical. This is let everyone. How many? Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord. That's profession. What are we to do? This is not optional. This is not, well, I think I could be more help here. I think I could help these people. I know that the doctrine that they teach is wrong, but I'm going to stay here because somehow I think I can stay in a wrong situation and I can help it become right. This is what people say. What does it say here? Depart from iniquity. How do I know what is iniquity? I know it from studying and rightly dividing the Word of God. I know, as our brother has said, that the altars in the Old Testament do not belong. Judaism was not brought into the New Testament and redressed and made the assembly. I've learned that through the Word of God. Now, this is an action verse. I see that my responsibility is never to be neutral. It is not to just sit and say, well, I wish it were different here. But Emil mentioned earlier, the responsibility is upon you and I as individuals as to what we will do. Depart from iniquity. And then we learn, I'll read it and gives time for others to discuss it, in a great house. And this is what the church of God has become in description by the Spirit of God in 2 Timothy. No longer the pillar and the ground of the truth is it described at, as, but it is described as a great house. It's got all kinds of vessels in it. Vessels of gold, vessels of silver, we'd expect them there. We'd expect those kind of vessels to be in this house. But it tells me then there's also something else here. There are vessels of wood. There are vessels of earth. And then it says all encompassing. Some to honor, some to dishonor. We're going to learn. How does one become, how does one be a vessel unto honor? There's a little word we learned a long time ago. It was obedience. To obey is better than to sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. So we're going to learn that obedience is the key to finding the company that we want to gather with. Others will help us.
I have a quick question about the materials that the vessels are made out of. Because I remember in 1 Corinthians, there's a reference to materials that we can build with. We can build with gemstones, silver, and gold. And we can build with wood, hay, and stubble. And that in the end, the things that are built of wood, hay, and stubble will be consumed. Is there any relation between the vessels and the building materials for the houses?
The building, and I stand to be corrected, the building in 1 Corinthians has to do with service to the Lord. These are people. If we can see that distinction, these are people. This is not service to the Lord here. This is vessels that are used in service to Him. And if anyone feels differently, I think that's the interpretation.